Thanks for joining Sales with Suli, a mom of three who spent the last 12 summers knocking doors. Welcome to my podcast, where I talk about all things women, the ups and downs of my journey, and what it takes to find success on and off the doors. Enjoy this episode. Hey, welcome back to this week's episode, Sales with Suli. I am super duper stoked to actually have this person on this week's episode. As I reach out to some of you male leaders in the space and kind of ask for suggestions or women that you guys feel would add value or just have like great tips, Allison was a gem because I haven't found someone of her caliber in the solar space who has done and accomplished what you have in the last 5 months. And so I'm super stoked for you to be able to share some of those things today. But Allison, this is your like third year doing door-to-door or?
Yeah, so I did like setting up leads for 2 summers before, and then this is my first year like closing and setting up leads.
Okay, by yourself. Okay, mm-hmm. So I want you to give us a little background about you. Like, how did you get into door-to-door? Like, who introduced you? Like, how old were you like back then? But give us a little background on you and who you are.
Yeah, so when I was a senior in high school, I was lifeguarding and making, you know, $8 an hour. And so I was just thinking there has to be a better way to earn money. And so my uncle, he did door-to-door for pest control when he was
younger. Did he have like a bit, he had done it before, mm-hmm, so yeah. Told you about door-to-door, okay.
Yeah, so he told me about it and he thought that it might be a good idea to try. And so I tried it for 2 years, so my senior year of high school and then my freshman year of college. And then now this past summer, I did it for a different company.
And tell us about your first summer. So it was, you were a senior in high school, so 18 mm-hmm. years old.
Yeah.
And you went and you were just setting up like leads. So how often and like where were you knocking that you were actually like doing leads and stuff?
Yeah, so I was knocking in Utah, so in Highland, and yeah.
You just go like right after school and stuff, mm-hmm, yeah. And like in between?
Yep.
How was that knocking here in Utah?
Yeah, it was good. I met a lot of people that I had known in high school and things like that, so it was really funny. But
did you try to bring like any of your friends with you to go and like set leads with you, or just kind of?
Yeah, one of my really good friends, she came with me as well, so we would go and she would knock, you know, one neighborhood and I knock the other neighborhood and things like that.
Did you guys have like a team or anything, or like would you guys, you would just get up and just go and like set leads and send them to your manager?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yep. Gosh, so awesome. Yeah, we just go after school and things like that.
But like that is the one thing that I love about women. It's just like when we are determined and we are given like a path, we just do it. Mm-hmm. We don't need to be handheld. We don't need to be like told. It's just kind of like you just went at 18 years old was freaking setting leads with your friends. And so how did you do that year at 18 just setting leads? Like how long were you doing it for? And then like, yeah, how did it end?
Yeah, so I just did it for the summer. So just for 4 months. Yeah, and I did it with a different company that I'm with now. It was Intermountain Wind and Solar, and so I just did that with them for a little bit. They didn't really have a team or anything, so it's kind of just us two, like, on our own, just knocking doors. And so, yeah, I definitely like the company that I'm with a lot better. But yeah,
she's like, there's probably actually structure and stuff, like, going on right now. Yep. Okay, so at 18, you guys were just, like, knocking in Lehigh, Utah, just setting leads, and then your freshman year in college, like what did that look like and where were you knocking?
Yeah, so my freshman year I was going to school down in Provo and BYU, and so I was just knocking in Provo and Orem when I had extra time.
You were like motivating me because I live here in Utah and I'm like, I'm not gonna knock in my back door, like but you're over here just like making it happen. Would you guys like get assigned area or anything, or you guys would just like after classes get up and just go knock?
Yeah, so we get an area assigned in Provo or Orem, wherever we were, and then we just go and knock in that area.
So, like, what would, like, how many leads do you think that you guys were setting on average just knocking there in Provo?
Yeah, in Provo, on average, I would say at least, you know, 3 a day. Yeah.
So. And how long were you guys doing that there in Provo?
For about 4 months.
Okay, so both summers you were doing like four mm-hmm. months and just like setting leads. You were just like determined to just get into the space and just figure it out around work schedule mm-hmm. yeah, or school exactly. schedule, I meant. Mm-hmm. But no, I love that. Like people do not realize the flexibility of door to door and being able to just work around school schedules, work during the summer and make in 4 months what people try to make in a year or even like 5 years, we can make literally in 4 months, which yeah. is basically what you did this year.
Yeah.
Okay. So you, were there any trainings or anything that happened while you were a freshman in college, or was it again, you guys were just kind of doing your own thing?
Yeah, we were kind of just doing our own thing. There wasn't much training or anything. We kind of just were given an iPad and said, okay, go out and try and set up appointments. So there wasn't really any like training there, but.
Okay, this is definitely motivating me in so many ways you don't even know that I'm just like, okay, Provo, let me figure you out. So a lot of people are always asking me, hey, Suli, what does your pitch look like? A lot of people are just like, they think it's about the words mm-hmm. and about like what we say, but they forget about like the work ethic and everything that we're doing in a closer in a set. And so I know that this is going to be caught off guard, but I want you to set an appointment with me, just as if you're over there in like Provo just knocking and I'll be the customer behind the closed door. You'll just set the appointment. Mm-hmm. And there's something that I'm looking for specifically, but I just want to just like see it. So you'll be the rep and I'll be the customer. So go ahead and knock as if we're just role playing.
Yeah. Okay. Just starting from the beginning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm trying to, I haven't done my Utah pitch in a long time because everything's just been in California.
Everyone says the same. You can even do like a California. Yeah. Just do any pitch. Yeah. Just yeah. do any. Yeah. Any one of them.
Okay. I'll try and remember the one that I did in Utah because it's pretty different than the one I did in California.
Cool.
But, yeah, the Utah one, I'd just be like, hey, I'm Allison here with Intermountain Wind and Solar. I've just been setting up a lot of your neighbors with solar around here. I see that you don't have it yet. Have you ever looked into solar before?
No, I'm not really interested.
Okay, yeah, what's the reason that you haven't gone solar before?
I just hear it's super expensive and, yeah, they just look ugly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. No, a lot of people have said that they don't like the look of the solar panels on the home, or that it just, you know, is too expensive. And so the great thing with this program is we can actually put the panels on the back of the house and try and find in like a design that looks good for your home. And then also we have options where you can just start saving money from day one and things like that. And so I'm actually going to be meeting with a lot of your neighbors tomorrow and then on Wednesday as well. And so you can, you know, get a feel about how it would be and where it would look on your home. And so I'm going to be around here tomorrow. Does morning, afternoon, or evening work best for you tomorrow?
Like my husband will be here in the evening. I mean, can I chat with him about it before you come?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. Yeah. So just tell him that I'm going to be here tomorrow. I actually have an appointment time at 6. Would that work for you guys?
It should, like 6:15-ish. We should be done by dinner by then.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. So I'll come by around 6:15. And then, yeah, definitely let your husband know that I'll be coming and I'll have some information ready for your guys' home. And then we can go over. And if you guys have any questions, feel free to write them down and I can answer anything when I come back.
Cool. So I just did this with the one like before you. And so I always just like to remind myself just how well women are with like our nonverbal communication. And so a lot of times, like I will see reps do the same pitch that I'm doing, but they just look dead. They are just kind of like, they're just literally like robots. And even though it was like on the cuff, you just sound like super natural. I threw out like a couple of like concerns, and a lot of times like people are just going to be like stuck and not even like figure one way or another, but just your facial expressions, that was just so light. Like you were just smiling, like anything that I was just saying, oh, that's not an issue. Yeah, that's totally fine. I'll be able to do that. And sometimes we as women forget like that asset that we have with our nonverbal communications is going to get us a lot further than some of the men in the space. Like people are going to take a lot more time with us on the doors than it is with like guys who just kind of just say the same things, but maybe not have as well of nonverbal communication. And so that's really all I was looking for with you, is just like, I know solid freaking females, mm-hmm. they're going to have great like nonverbals, and you do. So thanks for sharing that. Yeah. Okay. So you were knocking in Provo, Utah this last summer, and then Highland, Utah the summer before. So tell us about like this summer and like how, like what team that you were on, kind of like what the dynamics were and how you got started in it, like with this new company.
Yeah, so about a year and a half ago, I got back from like a church service mission. And so when I got back, I knew that I wanted to keep doing summer sales in solar. And so one of my friends, he had been working with a company called Enlight. And so he told me that he really liked it and that the people there were great. And it was a great company. And so I went on a few pre-seasons down to California to try it out. And so I went down there a few times and knocked a few doors, got to see people close deals and things like that. And I really liked it. And so I went to a few of the trainings and then decided to come out in the summer.
That is awesome. And Allison is definitely being like super humble and she's not like sharing like a ton. But luckily, like other people who were telling me about you just says like a lot of awesome things. And so in the so you were there in California for 5 months straight, like consecutive there in California.
Yeah.
And in those 5 months, like how many did you sell and how many were installed?
Yeah. So I sold, I signed about like 80 deals and then over 50 have gotten installed.
That is freaking awesome. So her third summer. So first two summers, you were just setting like the entire time and then you come and just slay it as a closer, like your third year. Like now looking back that you were a great closer this year, do you think that you should have started sooner or was it great for you to have those preface and those summers of setting before being where you were this last summer?
Yeah, it was good to have the setting experience and things like that. And just because I was pretty young, like I was 18 and 19. And so it's kind of like, I feel like it was definitely good to get experience just setting up leads. And the other company didn't really have any trainings. And so I feel like it would have been a lot harder to close because I just didn't have any like training or way to get better. And so, yeah.
So tell us about like your schedule like this summer. So to be able to do 50 installed deals in 5 months, like that's not a normal thing in solar because a lot of people will do that in a year. They'll definitely be more complacent or just a lot more mediocre, but you had 50 installed in 5 months. Like what did your day look like? Like what did your team look like and what were your non-negotiables?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in the morning every day, me and a lot of the people on my team would wake up, we'd go to the gym at around 7 and then we'd get back, get ready, and then we would have the morning to do either account management type things, so just follow up with different leads, or sometimes I had appointments in the mornings, or sometimes I'd go knock in the mornings, things like that. And so really our morning was open to do kind of whatever we wanted to do. And then at 12 we'd have a company meeting for an hour, and then we would be out in the doors by 2. Okay. And then we would be knocking or going to appointments from 2 until 9.
So how many, like what would you say, like how many hours in a day would you be knocking before you'd be setting appointments? Or would you be just like knock and then do like same day appointments? Like did you have like a routine for that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I tried to set up the appointment for the next day. And so I would be knocking I would try to knock at least 40 doors every single day.
That's awesome.
And so I would just be knocking and then setting up appointments for the next day or the day after.
So like one day you would be knocking like that whole day and then the next day it's like all appointments and then you'll go like, I like that.
Yeah.
That's definitely a great self-gen model. But what was it like as far as like training and getting like your closing down? Were you just eating up a lot of your managers or were you just doing like a lot of like self-training? Like how did you get as good as you did with closing?
Yeah, so the company had a lot of really good training programs beforehand. And so at first they had a meeting every single Tuesday that I would go to. And then as the summer started getting closer, we would have meetings every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Okay.
And so I'd try to go to every single training. And then I also did 2 preseasons where I actually went out to California 2 times. And over the weekend kind of just practiced doing that. So I had everything ready to go when I came out to California. And so it wasn't like a huge learning curve where I didn't know the pitch or how to close, but I was really trained on a lot of different things.
Cool. So you just did a lot of it before you got to the summer.
Yep.
So it was just kind of like finessing it as you were going. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I love that. And I think a lot of us, as I'm in like the recruiting phase in season 2, a lot of people just like get so caught up with like school and everything that they have going on that it's just like, I'll just start training when I get there. But what do you think the difference was for you? Because were you going to school and doing a bunch of other things too? Like what made you want to be like, hey, I need to figure this out before I get out there? Like what time were you given for that?
I just knew that I was either going to have to learn it there or here. And so I really just made it a priority that, like, at least for 1 hour every day, I'd kind of, like, put time into training, or I would practice my pitch with my friends. I'd be like, hey, come out, and I'm just going to, like, pitch you really fast.
That's cool.
And so, yeah, I just do it with my friends, or whenever I'd go home, I'd, like, pitch my parents really fast and be like, hey, just let me practice with you really fast. And they'd give me objections.
Cool.
And things like that. So
how long do you think that your entire, like, closing pitches, like, the average?
Yeah, like how long it is?
Yeah, like when you're sitting in an actual appointment, like, I know some people will ask me, like, oh, well, how long is her appointments?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, about an hour and a half.
Okay, so you definitely take time to make sure that you're going over everything.
Yes.
With them.
Yeah,
that is awesome. Like, I just loved that people reached out about you and just are noticing, like, some of the things that you're doing. And I just want you to know that you've inspired me and definitely sparked some things that I want to do differently. But with you doing 50 installs this summer, so now you're going to be a district manager is what it calls. So what are the levels that you can move up in your company, and what do you have to do to get to the next level?
Yeah, so there's district manager, area manager, regional, and things like that. And so it really just is dependent on who you recruit and who you're managing, things like that. So I started recruiting a team for this next summer.
Cool.
And yeah, so I'm still recruiting for that, which has been fun.
Yeah, and so you're going to be in California. And so, like, what do you want your team to look like? Like, how many people do you want? Like, are there going to be some things that you want to do differently on your team that you didn't see on, like, last year's team? Like, what are you looking for in recruits?
Yeah, so I would say about 10 people for the team. And then, yeah, I'm just really looking for people that will, you know, come to trainings, that want to work hard and do well and things like that. And so the people that I've recruited so far are great. They've, you know, they really make it a priority to come to the trainings and
that's awesome.
To learn the pitch and things like that. So
do you have any women who are going to be coming with you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
That's, like, my favorite question, like, asking, like, women. Cause I remember when I first started in 2008, yeah. I was like, yeah, I'm not recruiting women. And then I've, like, you know, long matured from that. And so now, like, every time I sit with someone, I'm like, are you recruiting women?
Yeah.
Like, let's make it known. Well, I'm super, like, proud of you. And I know that other women out there who are looking into closing are just going to be inspired by you as well. And so what are some tips, you know, before we let you go, that you would give to someone who's wanting to be a dominant closer, who's wanting to move up in their company? Like, what things that you would suggest to them to be able to start doing now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say a huge thing with this is just confidence and hard work. And so if you just believe that you can do it, and if you have done the trainings before, that gives you a lot more confidence in what you're saying and how you're closing and things like that. And so I would say that just going to trainings and really making sure that you understand the product and different, you know, sales things like that.
Yeah.
I would say that gives you a lot of confidence, and then just working hard, because, you know, it is also a numbers game. Like, if you knock a lot of doors, you're going to find people that want it. And so I would just say that confidence and hard work are two huge, huge things that can help anyone do really well. And I feel like there's a lot of people that just don't think that they can really do it, or that it's not for them. But I think that it can be for anyone that really wants to do it. So
I love that. And this is why I love having women in this space. Like, just some of the things that you shared that are going to be super important. Like, first is going to be training. Second, it's going to be work ethic. I don't know if you've seen this, like, in your space too, a lot of people, like, will just think it's numbers first. Well, I've just got to knock, you know, like, a billion doors and things should happen. Like, what's happening if I'm not? But what the difference makes is if you really, truly do understand the product, you do understand the pitch, you do understand the ins and outs of everything, then it becomes about the numbers. Do you see people on your team or, like, in the space at all where it's just, like, they don't really do as well because they're not training and they just kind of just, like, go knock? Or do you feel like everyone around you is just kind of in the same space that you are, that we put in the work ethic and we put in the training at the same time?
Yeah, I would say a lot of people on my team were like that. They would really make sure that they would put in the training and go to all the meetings and things like that. And it was kind of fun because every night we would come home and we'd talk about our days and things like that. And we would ask people to give us their pitch and, like, their clothes and talk about what we can do better. And so I think that also too, like, a lot of the training was just when everyone would come together at night and just talk about it and things like that, which is fun.
And that's the difference for me that I've seen coming from pest control to solar, whereas like pest control, it's like an absolute, like meetings are just, it's a thing. Like nobody misses it, no one whatever. Then I transitioned into solar where it's just kind of like, it's to each their own. If you want to come, great. If you don't, like, great. But it's like less like hand holding. And so I just like love hearing that you knew what the information was and you just like took it. Like, do you feel like that you were being handheld a lot, or you were just kind of independent enough where you trained, taught yourself, and you just kept going?
Yeah, no, I was pretty independent just because I knew that like it was my responsibility to go out and work and go out and do well, and that, you know, like someone holding my hand wasn't going to help me at all. And so, yeah, I was pretty independent.
Yeah, like how many times do you think you like fell flat on your face with like closing before you got like super confident and dominant in it?
Yeah, it definitely took like a few weeks. I remember my first couple weeks, I had so many deals canceling. I was like, what is happening?
Yeah.
And so then I definitely got the process down a lot more, and that was good.
I love that. And I want to make it clear for those of you women out there who are wanting to close or out there like self-genning, like we just got to be like Allison. You've just got to go out there and do it and just expect success. Like, yeah, people are going to cancel. People are going to, you know, maybe not sign docs. But if we aren't getting out there and trying to like level up and keep up or surpass the guys, like, and feeling like we need to be handheld or whatnot, we're going to hold our own selves back. I feel like that's what we do a lot. As women, when we get like fearful that we are maybe not as good or we don't know enough, we kind of are just, we are the reasons behind our setbacks. And so I love hearing that you just kind of like did your thing and you just like went. We're definitely like different personality types, but I'm just like seeing just how like calm, mellow, and collective you are, that I can see why people are listening to you, why people are just chatting with you. Like they don't have anything to be worried about. And so thank you for taking the time to show up today and just being an example in this space. But go ahead and share with us like where we can follow you at, like where if anyone wants to reach out to you or anything like that, like how can they contact you?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram. So my Instagram is just Allison Ireland with two D's at the end. And so, yeah, you can feel free to message me or DM me or anything like that on Instagram.
Awesome. And so because I do want to follow up with you like next summer, what is your goal for next summer in door-to-door? Like, what do you want to do?
Yeah, I want to install at least 75.
Let's go. And are you going to do another same 5 months? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm excited. We're definitely going to follow up. Again, those of you guys who want to reach out to Allison, those of you guys who are closing or want to be self-gen, or want to check her out, definitely reach out. Like, you just the vibes and the energy that you bring, like, thank you.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll see you next week. Thanks for taking the time to tune in. If I've added any kind of value to your thoughts on knocking doors, please share this podcast with another female rep. Until next time, know that you are capable, you are valued, and most importantly, you are enough.